right, comrades, it's time for Freedom Frenzy, and today we're going to have just a slightly different format, but I got to do the normal stuff. It is Wednesday, May 25th, 2011, and right now it's just me and Al Adesk. Did I do that right, Al?
By George, I think you've got it.
You know, I tried to work on that last night and to say it like I think you want to hear it, and I'm really surprised that I finally got it. We asked Al back yesterday because we kind of, or at least I felt as though I was right in the middle of getting some very important information out of Al. And we wanted to kind of continue that thread because, quite frankly, in the entire 90 minutes that we had Al on the air with us yesterday, I didn't even get to the stuff that I thought we were going to get to. And Al, yesterday in an email, when we were going back and forth about what we were going to do today, pretty much told me he didn't think we got to what we were going to get to today or yesterday either. So we need to pick up that thread, Al, when we get started today, so that people have a foundational understanding of where we're at. And I say that because after yesterday's program, we were informed that RBN had lost a couple of streams, you know, that people logging on to the internet broadcast simply couldn't hear the program. And from the numbers that they did have, I think we probably were going to turn in some relatively phenomenal numbers yesterday. That means the message, Al, is getting out there, and I have a feeling, because of all the emails that we did get yesterday, it's falling on some fairly receptive ears. Mm-hmm. That should get you excited.
Oh, absolutely.
So I just noticed that my radio partner has finally showed up. How are you doing this morning, dear? I guess that was a mistake on my part. Or she's got me muted and she can't figure out. You know, she's a technophobe.
Start using that deer stuff. I don't know what your association is with Jennifer, but I'm telling you from bitter experience that can sometimes invite problems.
Well, how do you imagine that to be, Al?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just joking about it.
Oh, okay.
Some women. Oh, no, don't call me, honey.
Get you
don't
to cover
call
that.
Me here. Oh, my.
Well, you know,
don't
I'm
you have
I'm
any capacity for political correctness? Are you completely, you know, unfamiliar?
No, I'm 100% averse to political correctness.
Well, that explains it.
There, as a matter of fact, there was a thing out yesterday. So, well, I think one of our listeners sent us a comment on political correctness that came out of the university there, Texas A&M, as I recall, that pretty much crashed it on the rocks of reality. And, you know, Jenny and I are longtime friends. I'm friends with her husband, John. Jenny's a friend of my wife's, and, you know, I call just about every woman that I come in contact with once we've established some sort of basically friendly rapport. I call them dear and babe, and, you know, most women down south tend to like that.
Well, that may work in some parts of the country, but I'm just telling you, you're looking for trouble. You understand?
Wait. Did I miss something good?
Yes, Al was telling me that I shouldn't refer to you as dear and babe and.
Hey Jerry, I'll be mad at you if you stop. So.
You see what I'm up against, Al?
I get it. There must be different chemicals in the public drinking water you people get than in the drinking water here in Dallas. That's all I can say.
Well, if you're drinking public water, Al, that might be the problem because I don't drink public water.
We only drink Berkey water around here.
Huh? Maybe that's what we'll have to do. I'll have to think about that in the future a little bit.
Okay, well, everybody hang loose. We're going to go away here for just a moment, but when we get back, we'll get started with Al, I guarantee.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Okay, as we warned you, and I did send out another e-blast last night in hopes that some of you that missed or were unable to listen to yesterday's program, I guess I should say it that way, would tune in today, and maybe Al will do a little bit of a catch-up thing here for you folks, and then we'll sally forth into the things that I think we probably were looking to get into yesterday but didn't. So what do you think, Al? Do you want to give them a little bit of a refresher course, and then we'll move forward?
Give them a brief idea. I mean, are you asking me to talk about that case down in Austin again? Well, man or other animals, or what would you like me to talk about?
I think that that would be something that would be elemental to them understanding where we're going from.
What's elemental about it is the idea that I was sued by the Attorney General of the state of Texas for $25,000 a day. Again, that's $9 million a year. And I was able to stop that lawsuit with the grace of God and a religious freedom defense. And the most, perhaps the most surprising thing about this, people would sit back and say, religious freedom? I mean, what good is that going to do you? You know, sure, we can talk about it and the rest of that sort of thing, but it isn't going to work in court. Yeah, it did. And they and the Attorney General had invested 6 years in the case. There were six defendants before they added me. And they'd been at it for 6 years, and they'd invested the best part of $500,000 in the case. And I advanced a religious freedom defense. And this all by itself is evidence, all right? This is evidence that faith is not simply, I don't know, vain. It's not simply a pretense or a pretext or something like that. That your faith can have power if you can really get into it. It's not something that you can just, you got to walk the walk as well as talk the talk and the rest of it. But if you're prepared to understand principles of faith, these principles can have important political implications in your life. In the particular case we're talking about, we were sued for, the original lawsuit started in 2001 against a husband and wife and their corporation. They were manufacturing and distributing colloidal silver, which is an inexpensive antibiotic that consists of distilled water and silver ions in suspension in the distilled water. The FDA, acting on behalf of major pharmaceutical companies, I can't prove that's true, but it's a virtual certainty that it is, they wanted to make an example of someone who was manufacturing colloidal silver, get it off the market. They don't want cheap products out there that work, that can compete with big pharmaceutical industries, and they wanted it off the market. They came after the husband, wife, and their corporation. They hired an attorney, or a law firm. They spent $160,000 on the law firm, got nowhere, drove them into bankruptcy, then divorce, and the two of them ultimately split and left Texas for parts unknown. Before they left, they sold some of their equipment and some of their supplies to another man, and the government brought him in as a defendant, him and his corporation and his trust. He was also going to manufacture colloidal silver, and he still does to this day. They came after him. He thought the heat was off. The government had kind of laid back on it for a while, and they thought he wasn't buying their business anyway. Well, they brought him in as a defendant, threatened him with $25,000 a day for him, for his corporation, for his trust. He asked me if I could help. I said I'd try. I volunteered to be fiduciary for his trust. The Attorney General elevated me to the status of a defendant. All I wanted, I thought, if I was fiduciary for the trust, I'd have an opportunity to speak in court. I didn't expect to be made a defendant, but I was, and there I am, sued for $25,000 a day. The law that we're being sued under is manufacture and distribution of a controlled substance. This is the same law that they use on drug dealers that are working with methamphetamine and cocaine and heroin and so on. I read the relevant drug laws. Being a defendant, I read them closely. And I was much surprised to discover the Texas laws on drugs included the phrase man or other animals. And again, as I said yesterday, you see that phrase, and the first thing I thought is, why, you damn fools. Whoever wrote the law doesn't even understand English. Because man or other animals means that they deem man to be an animal. If they said man or animals, I'd have no objection. But when they say man or other animals, they're essentially saying that man is deemed to be a kind of animal, a specific kind of animal. I read that, and the first time I thought it was just a big mistake. Then I saw it was there the second time in the same law. It appeared twice in the Texas definition of drugs. And then I read it in the federal definition of drugs, and I realized this was not a mistake. The government presumes the people to be animals under the drug laws. Well, I understand I'm a student of the Bible. I'm not a scholar, but I'm a student, and I understand that on the sixth day, God created man in his image and gave man dominion over the animals. That means under the Jewish and Christian and probably Muslim faiths, because I presume I'm not a student of the Muslim faith, but I presume that they have the same fundamental principles in whatever corresponds to Genesis and the Quran. Now, I don't know if that's true or false. That's just a presumption.
That's probably a fairly logical assumption.
It's almost certainly so. Yeah,
because it all goes back to Abraham.
Yeah.
It all goes back to Abraham.
So you can't call me an animal without violating my right of religious freedom. I can't be an animal and a Christian. And other people that are Jewish can't be a Jew and an animal without violating the fundamental principles of their faith. We advanced that defense, and ultimately, the case was simply dropped. The Attorney General, we made a religious freedom defense on this and said the law you're charging us under is unconstitutional because it treats the people as animals. And The Attorney General heard it, and the first thing they did was go dead silent for 5 months. We'd been in constant contact with him for the first year I'd been involved in it. Every two to six weeks, we were getting certified mail from him. They went dead silent for 5 months, the first time in the time I'd been involved. Then they came back, ultimately spent 5 months trying to settle the case without going to court, and finally just disappeared. It was just dropped. The point is that this religious freedom defense worked to stop a fundamental law that is responsible, that lies at the cornerstone of the war on drugs, initiated by President Nixon back in 1971. That war on drugs is based on the presumption that the people are animals. And the war on drugs laid the foundation for much of the modern police state. If we didn't have the war on drugs, we wouldn't probably have SWAT teams and a bunch of other things going around in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
The war on drugs
leads the police state. Police state gives us the prison-industrial complex. And the great irony and almost spectacular implication is all of this is balanced on this little definition of drugs and on a phrase that presumes the people to be animals. And it's all subject to you go after them for on a religious freedom basis, and at least in our case, it appears that they dropped the whole case just because of that. Well, they never said for an absolute fact. I can't tell you that's God's truth, but it's the only thing that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it means the whole thing. The prison industrial complex, 70% of the people in federal penitentiaries are there on drug-related crimes. Half of what the police do is drug-related, and if that's a guesstimate, I don't know if that's accurate, but I'll bet you that half of what the police do in this country are related to drug crimes.
Drug crimes
are all based on a definition that can't withstand a challenge under religious freedom.
Al, do you think this extends to all the other manifestations of administrative law that we face today?
I don't know that it extends to all of them, but I know that the same phrase, man or other animals, appears in the definition of medical devices. Now,
wow.
Given the drugs and medical devices both incorporate this phrase, man or other animals, they both apply to man or other animals, it tells me that the entire medical community is based on the presumption that you are nothing but livestock and your children are no better than a bunch of little pigs and goats and chickens and whatever. And it may even go to the foundation of why, when someone dies on an operating table, that no one's charged with manslaughter, for example, or perhaps even murder. Why? It was just an animal that died. It wasn't a man or a woman. Now, one of the big surprises on all of this, to find this in this country is astonishing all by itself, but one of the big surprises, I was on 60 Minutes back about 10 days ago. They broadcast the program about 10 days ago, Sunday before last.
Mm-hmm.
And the interview was from March 16th, and now I lost my train of thought. Oh, on the basis of that, I attracted a bunch of attention, including being on your radio program.
Is that your 15 minutes of fame?
Pardon me?
Is that your 15 minutes of fame, Al?
Yeah, at least 15. I think I got 45. I think I may have got 45 or 50. I might have taken somebody else's.
That's great.
Yeah, if you don't get any death threats off that, Al, I'm beginning to wonder if you're effective. I feel so empty when I haven't had a good death threat in a while.
Well, I understand. It's like going to the FBI and asking to see your file, and somebody looks back there and says, we don't have a file on you.
Oh, that would be to
say what? I've been at this for 28 years, and you guys don't even have a file on me?
Exactly.
I mean, what the heck have I been doing with the last 28 years of my life, for God's sake, if I'm not even on their radar?
It's been entirely moot, Al.
Humiliating. Humiliating. Any case, what we did discover is based on the 60 Minutes, we got some attention from people in Australia and also in England. And they sent me paperwork that indicates that the definition of drugs in Australia and the definition of drugs in England also presume the people to be animals. Now, what that tells me is we are looking at a fundamental premise on which the New World Order is constructed. Global government, New World Order, whatever you want, Amy, you want the strong probability to see this in the United States. one thing.
We got to cut away to a break here, buddy. We'll be right back, you guys. Don't go anywhere. And tell somebody about us today, because this is important. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
All right, comrades, thanks for sticking around. We're talking today with Al at Ask. And, well, Al, I'm not going to interfere with a bunch of blather here. Why don't you just pick up the thread and run with it again? And please, please mention what we were talking about during the break.
Well, what we're talking about is that based on, I was on 60 Minutes, they broadcast the program back 10 days ago, thereabouts. The result of that, it's just beginning to cool down here. I've had been overwhelmed with email and blog comments, one thing another. And one of the things that happened is because of 60 Minutes, it was viewed by people in England and it was viewed by people in Australia. And I wound up getting email from both people in England and Australia. And I had one person in Australia who looked up the relevant drug laws in Australia and found out they also presume the people to be animals. And I received email from a man in England who sent me some paperwork that I haven't had a chance to read yet, but these were documents, and he claims the same thing is going on in England. They also presume the people to be animals. If this man or other animal's definition of drugs, if it only applied within the United States, that would be bad enough, and that's as far as I expected to find it. But when you find evidence in two other countries in the Western world, It leads me to speculate that the presumption that the people are nothing but animals, nothing but livestock, is fundamental to the New World Order, to global government. We really are presumed to be livestock on the global plantation. We did history on this, dug into this, and looked back in time. We found the man or other animals in Texas. We found it in the federal law. We found it in 23 separate state and federal laws, rules, and regulations that applied directly in our case. I have no idea how many more are out there, but that's how many we filed that applied directly in our particular case. We found it in 5 other states where we looked. I presume that virtually all of the state laws define drugs to apply to man or other animals, meaning they deem man to be an animal. Now, I know, I've heard a report from one source that Tennessee, just lately I heard a report from someone in Tennessee that says the laws in Tennessee don't include the man or other animals phrase. I haven't looked myself. So there may be a few states that don't include that. I don't know. But the federal law certainly does. Where am I going with this? It appears to be, if it's not universal, it's pretty close to universal in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, violation of religious freedom and violation of fundamental principle that we talked about yesterday. And this is where it becomes important. Our Declaration of Independence, this country started with the idea, 2 fundamental principles found in the second and third sentences of the Declaration of Independence. Second sentence says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those rights are afforded to men made in God's image and endowed by their Creator with those God-given unalienable rights. There is no such endowment of unalienable rights to animals. If you're an animal, you have no claim on these God-given unalienable rights, and they are the gold standard of rights. If you've got rights from God, you got the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
Civil rights are a triviality compared to unalienable rights. Now, a lot of people just look at that and say, well, okay, fine, unalienable rights back in 1776. That was an interesting conversation, but what's that got to do with today?
And I hear that, Al. I hear that. It's disgusting.
Well, it is, but it's because people, you know, we celebrate the Declaration of Independence every 4th of July. It is the single biggest uniquely American holiday. And yet I've been to only one 4th of July celebration now in 66 years where anyone even read from the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, I was going to suggest to you that we don't really celebrate the Declaration of Independence. We just take a holiday off and watch fireworks and cook barbecue.
Absolutely. Get drunk, go out and get sunburned, go swimming, water skiing, you know, hot dogs, hamburgers, steaks, the rest of that sort of thing. Watch the fireworks at night and celebrate. You don't have to go to work. If you were to do a study, you know, you can do like Jay Leno and his, I don't remember what he used to call him, Jay Leno...
Yeah, I know.
Walking all down, stars or something like that.
When he goes on the street and just
asks
people.
What are we celebrating on the 4th of July? You're going to get people who say, well, I think it's the end of World War II. Isn't that what it is? And there's, you know, there's others, if they even get back into American history and they have some concept of the date on it, they're going to say, well, it's when we won the American Revolution. Or maybe it was a particularly important battle. No, what we're celebrating are the principles on which this country was based. And no one teaches those principles. No one reads them. No one understands them. And if they did, I guarantee it's not an accident. Government doesn't want you to understand what was going on in that Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
We're not ignorant by accident. We are ignorant by intent. And this is something, again, we celebrate this every 4th of July. Why don't the schools come out and teach? Well, this is what we're celebrating. This is the foundation. These principles are the foundation for limited government. They are the foundation for American exceptionalism. They are the reason this country was unprecedented in Western history.
And this is, yeah, and this is not a new thing, is it, Al? And when we come back, I want you to tell people about this act that happened in the early 1900s here in America. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We're back. And one of the things that we talked about in the previous commercial break was the fact that this idea that Al has used successfully in the courts there in Texas isn't exactly a new thing. It didn't spring up in the last 20 minutes, okay? And Al was telling us about an act of the federal government that went back to, what, 1906, I think you said?
That's true.
Al? Well, yeah. Why don't you tell the listeners about that?
You can look this up yourself. You can Google this, 1906 Food and Drug Act. Okay? This laid the foundation for the Food and Drug Administration and so on. It was later repealed, and it's been modified, and I haven't followed it up to see what they how they changed it. But the 1906 Food and Drug Act, Section 6, includes the definition of food and the definition of drugs. And both of those definitions include the phrase man or other animals, meaning that as far back as that's as far back as I've found it, and I think that's probably the beginning of this thing, but who knows? It's been a century that the government has presumed the people to be animals. And based on that presumption, we don't get those God-given unalienable rights. It's arguable that whenever they come to enforce any of their laws that are associated, say, I suspect you guys are doing drugs or dealing drugs or something. It is at least arguable that from the minute they start with a presumption that drugs might be present, they are presuming you to be an animal, just livestock. And if they are, you are little better than a slave. Part of the reason African Americans were deemed to be slaves at one point in this country was because they were deemed to be animals. And here the government is now presuming everybody to be animals. And the point, part of the point here, we talked about second sentence in the Declaration says that we are all created equal and endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. This is a profoundly spiritual statement. It's not just political. It's a profoundly spiritual statement. It's the high watermark of the Protestant Reformation. It is virtually unprecedented in Western history since at least the time of Judges in the Old Testament. Since then, everything's been monarchies, and in a monarchy, only one man has his rights from God. That's why he's the sovereign. We'll get into that a little later in the program. But first important principle in the Declaration of Independence is that all men are created equal and equally endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That principle elevates everyone to the status of individual sovereigns. And the correlative principle has been completely overlooked. I mean, not many people even get what's going on in the second sentence that I just read to you, but the third sentence has a correlative principle that is equally powerful and important. And it says that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. They are telling us in the first half of this sentence where they write that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. They are telling us that the primary purpose of government as envisioned by the founding fathers was to secure to every man, woman, and even unborn child their God-given unalienable rights. This is the limits in limited government. Anytime anything interferes with your God-given unalienable rights, under the terms of the Declaration of Independence, the government is obligated to stop it right now. I don't care if it's a law on traffic law. They got a traffic law here. We're going to decide how fast you can drive. You have to have a driver's license. You must wear a helmet. You must wear a seatbelt. You must wear whatever. If it can be shown that any of those regulations, any of those rules interfere with your God-given unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the government's first directive is stop it. All right? Even if you don't ask them to stop it, if they see the God-given unalienable rights are being violated, government's first business is stop those rights. Or excuse me, is to stop that interference. They are obligated to secure your God-given unalienable rights.
Assuming that you're not an animal.
Yeah. But if they assume, then I believe, I can't prove it, but I believe a major reason for presuming people to be animals is to bypass those God-given unalienable rights which only attach to men, women, and children, and even unborn children. That's the reason. You know, we talk about significance. We talked about this yesterday. Consider the abortion issue. The reason we have abortion in this country, the foundation, goes in large measure to the 14th Amendment. 14th Amendment says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. The 14th Amendment lays the foundation for civil rights. But it says all persons born, meaning that your civil rights don't attach until you have completely exited the birth canal. This is the reason you can have partial birth abortions. You can have babies that are within seconds of being fully born, meaning being fully exited from the birth canal, and yet the doctor can go in there and scoop the baby's brains out and throw them in the trash because the baby has not yet been born and it does not have civil rights, at least not under the 14th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Under the Declaration of Independence, it says all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights that include the right to life. That endowment takes place as an attribute of your creation. It's not a function. It's not until you're born. You have the God-given right to life from the moment you are conceived, or more properly, created. Again, there's a verse in Jeremiah where God is talking to Jeremiah and says, I knew you before you were even in your mother's womb, which implies that we were created before we were conceived. Huh? Yeah. You can roll that around the back of your mind. Maybe that makes sense, maybe it doesn't. But certainly, we were created no later than the moment of our conception. Under the principles of the Declaration, we should not have abortion in this country.
Yeah.
Under the 14th Amendment, we can. People have lost sight of these fundamental principles. And that's what I'm trying to restore. Just recollection. Say, look, here's where this country started. Here's the trouble we're in right now. And my suggestion is, if you want to get out of the trouble we're in right now, you're going to go back to the beginning and re-embrace these fundamental principles that animated this country from early on.
Is that a good jumping off spot to begin to address this sovereign citizen movement?
Yeah, we can talk about sovereignty, and not just I'm not particularly concerned about the alleged sovereign citizen movement.
Well, I'm glad you said that.
The government uses that term, but I don't know that there is a movement. There are people who are increasingly aware of the issue of sovereignty, and they're exploring it, mm-hmm. but there's no movement where you take a number and you get a membership card or whatever and you pay dues or something. There's no, you know.
Well, I will grant you that it is somewhat decentralized. Well, let's start this portion of the conversation, Al, by asking you to define what your legal status is in your view.
I am a man made in God's image and endowed by my Creator with certain unalienable rights. And if I can get the government to admit that fact and recognize it, I am good to go. I'll go any place they want to go, any court they want me to go to. That's who I claim to be, and I have a Bible to back me up, and I got a Declaration of Independence to back me up, and I want to see the prosecutor or somebody else that says, well, you're not made in God's image. Oh, yeah, I am. Says so on the sixth day at Genesis 1, 26 through 28. I am a Christian. I am entitled, and my faith says that, and you can't deny it without violating my right of religious freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get the Declaration of Independence, which we still celebrate every single 4th of July. Are you telling me those principles no longer apply? Are you going to tell me that, Mr. Prosecutor, here in front of the jury? Are you going to say that the 4th of July celebration is just a hoax and a fraud, and that you and the government have denied the fundamental rights on which this country was built? Is that what you're going to tell me? You going to admit that on the record? I don't think so.
That would be a powerful tool in almost every court case, Al.
It would be. It's an argument. You understand? There is no such thing as a silver bullet that will absolutely, positively save you in every one of these court confrontations. Again, is a street fight, a back alley fight, and you better be ready to rock and roll, and you better be able to think on your feet.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And you better be able to bully a little bit and traumatize.
Yeah. I understand. It's no place for timid people. It is a boxing match. You step in there, you're stepping in front of the court. You think this is going to be a civil discussion, and, well, I'm going to explain this, and then the other guy will say that, and the judge is going to reach a rational. No, it's not. This is a freaking bar brawl. You understand?
Yeah, exactly. Let me ask you something, Al.
You better be ready to throw a chair if that's what has to be done.
Yeah, all right.
If you're going to win this thing, you got to be ready to go.
Let me ask you something. When I was at the Austin Municipal Court one of these times in my last fiasco, I was speaking with the prosecutor, and the prosecutor was trying to talk me out of going to trial, and I said, oh, no, I am going to trial today, and I am so looking forward to it. And we walked out of there, and my son, one of my sons who was with me, he said, Mom, why was she so nervous? And one of my friends, when I was relating the story, he said, Jenny, do not ever act like that in front of the prosecutor, like, you know, you've got it all together. You just need to be quiet and wait until, you know, you go to jury to, you know, show all that stuff. Would you?
Who was that, dear? Who was that? I got to know.
I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
And he recommended more meekness. What would you say to that?
I think you've got to go in. Again, I told you the story yesterday about the judge who attempted to intimidate us at one point, and later on in the course of the whole proceedings, when they were trying to negotiate a settlement, he said everybody hates settlements because you have to give up something that you want. I give up, if I were going to reach a settlement with the other side, they have to give up some of the things they want. I have to give up some of the things I want. He says nobody's ever pleased with it, but they do it because they think they're afraid that what if they don't settle, something worse might happen. And then he looked at me and the other guy and he said, but you guys aren't afraid. And again, it was as if we'd stepped out of a spaceship. You'd have thought, you know, it was E.T. And he was, oh, my God. And it was from the look in his eyes, you would think he had never seen it before. And the point is, the system feeds on your fear.
Yes.
All right? They feed on your fear. And if you have fear, they are much encouraged. You got to go in this, and you got to be able to understand that this is, from my perspective, every one of these confrontations is a spiritual battle. Your fear is inversely proportional to your faith. There's a section in Revelation that is a laundry list of people who are destined for damnation. And this laundry list includes sorcerers and murderers and liars and whoremongers. And there's probably 8 or 10 different classifications on there. But the first one on the list is those who fear, or the cowardly, depending on what version of the Bible you have. The reason is that your fear is inversely proportional to your faith. If you really believe in God, it ain't no thing if you go to court and you get thrown in jail. It ain't nothing. It's no big deal. The real world, the real life starts after this one ends. This is the dream. This is the illusion. All right? And if you succumb to fear, it becomes evidence of that your faith is at least imperfect or non-existent. You go in there with faith, okay, fine. You may get thrown in a slammer. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that says, don't worry about what you're going to say before you go to court. God will give you the words. But it doesn't say he'll give you the words to get out of jail.
Right?
You may be going to jail. It may be that you are going. He says, I need you in the slammer, boy. I got work for you. I got people in there you need to talk to. You need to hear from. You need to meet. All right?
Let me ask you something, Al. When you were in prison for 344 days without being charged with a crime, was it 344 consecutive days?
Yeah.
And how much contact did you have with officers and other cellmates?
Oh, I mean, I wasn't in solitary confinement. I was kept in a pod that had typically a dozen people in it. Sometimes it'd be populated a little more than that. It was, again, a maximum security jail. It wasn't a maximum security prison, but it was a maximum security jail. And things were run pretty tightly. I don't know.
Was this federal or state level?
It was state. It went to a county. It was a county jail.
Oh.
And that's where I was held for a total of 344 days. And it was a situation where they catch you. And I went up there. I was extradited from Texas to Missouri. Virtually never been to Missouri before. But they put you in there, and they expect you to just be terrified. Oh, my God, I'm going to lose everything. And I did. I lost most of my personal property and the home. I didn't own the home I was living in, but I lost it. That was gone. You know, I was rendered virtually almost homeless by the process of being held for 344 days. And most people would sit back and say, oh, my God, I can't do this. I got to get out of here. I got to get back to pay my rent. I got to save my stuff. And when you do that, it scares you into making admissions and concessions that ultimately get you convicted.
Yeah.
All right? They offered me a bond, for example, at one point. I told them, I can't take one of your bonds. I've seen your bonds. Down on the bottom of the bond, it says that you agree that you're subject to the court's jurisdiction. I said, I'm not subject to this court's jurisdiction. I've never consented to that. I would not take a bond. I wound up sitting there for 344 days, and they finally just released me. But the reason I was able to do this is I knew from the very beginning, I knew from the moment I was arrested, this was the good Lord's business. He was sending me off. I never thought I was going to be gone for 344 days, I guarantee you that. I thought I went. I was arrested. I spent 10 days or 2 weeks at the Dallas County Jail and then ultimately extradited up to Missouri. I thought we'd get to Missouri. I might be there 10 days. Turn around, I'd be back. Mm-mm, 344 days.
Well, Al, could you share with us what you think that you accomplished or what was accomplished for you during that period of time?
It was one of the great blessings of my life. If I had known how much I would gain by being in that jail, I would have fought my way in years ago. And I've been saying that since the time I was released back in 2003.
I want specifics. Did you spend your time writing a book?
I spent my time trying to understand the law.
I spent my time trying
to write my own defensive, my own defense for the allegations that had been made against me. And it turned into the most fertile intellectual period of my life. And I'll tell you, one of the most amazing things is people were sending me information from around the country. Well, I'll tell you when we get back.
Well, thank you for that. We are going to cut away to a break here, but we had just a smidgen more time. And we like here at Freedom Frenzy to push it to the limit. But we will be right back. Don't anybody go anywhere.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Wow, you know what? I think we should just discontinue commercial breaks in its entirety because the odd moments when the three of us are together sitting there just chit-chatting are things that I think you guys would probably benefit from too. Al, if you want to venture that direction talking about the further talking about the incarceration that you suffered, or maybe you didn't.
I didn't suffer. It was a great blessing, as it turned out. I didn't enjoy it, and I don't want to go back. All right, I do not want to go back to jail. All right, that's a fact. I did not. It's not as if it's a fun time, but there was no doubt in my mind the good Lord had put me there, and I was. It said, all right, fine. I'll sit there until he turns me loose. He put me in. I let him get me out. I just never thought it was going to take 344 days. I thought I'd be out in 10 days at the most. Surprise, surprise. You know, it didn't run on my time. But while I was there, I had people sending me. And this is one of the most remarkable things. This was just so bizarre. People were sending me information from around the country. They would send me a package of documents to deal with the law one way or the other. And the amazing thing is that it translates into about 11 months altogether in that jail. During that period of time, virtually every document, there were a couple of exceptions, but out of, 70 sets of documents, big estimate, all but maybe two or three of them came in a sequence where I get one set of documents today, and I read those, and I say, I see something. I'm learning something here. Then, a day or two later, I get another set of documents, and they are built right on the documents. They're coming from a brand new source, but they are built on this idea. It's like taking a step. You get at the basic step, day number one. Day number two, we get our second set of lessons. Day number three, we get our third set of lessons, and so on. And they literally built on each one of these sets of lessons that I was receiving from people around the country. And they came in a sequence. It was virtually, there were a couple of exceptions, but it was virtually never out of order. And it was astonishing to me. And I don't doubt, again, good Lord. You know, this was his business. And it's part of the reason why it did not disturb me to be in that jail. I understood the good Lord. This was his business. Yeah, I was losing my stuff. I was going to be homeless and the rest, that sort of thing. I don't mind. And I think that this is part of an attitude that people have to have if you're going to confront these. Because if you don't, you go in, they try to instill fear. They say, oh my God, you're going to be in jail. It's going to be violent. It's going to be... No, it wasn't that bad. It's no fun, but it's not that big. I mean, I know they're difficult and dangerous places. I don't mean to play that down. But they try to scare you. And if you take the bond, for example, if I would have taken a bond, and I could have got one early on, if I could have taken a bond and they said, okay, we'll let you go. But now I would have conceded the court's jurisdiction. Court didn't really have jurisdiction in this matter. They depend on being able to con you, to deceive you. One of the things that what I did to, that really defeated their whole process, when I'm arrested initially and I'm sent to Lusteret, which is the county jail for Dallas County here on Texas, and they brought me down to the extradition officer. They wanted to extradite me to Missouri, and they wanted me to waive extradition hearing so that I could just go up there without having a hearing on it. And I didn't particularly want to do that, but they told me that they could hold me a total of 180 days at Lusteret. If I didn't waive extradition, they could hold me 180 days before they had to turn me loose because Missouri didn't come down to get me and go through an extradition hearing. And I thought, I'm not going to sit and loose stare at for 180 days. I want to get out of here. I thought, again, go to Missouri, be out in 10 days maximum. That's what I thought.
Oh, man! It's another break! So,
say what?
You guys hang on the line while we go to break, and Al, Gary, and I have a really exciting, fun conversation.
Gold, ever climbing.